flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Shanti. Anchor the point. Hold it tight. Let wisdom's spark ignite your light. In stillness found, this gem so clear, a guiding truth, both close and near. Break it down layer by layer. Unfold each part with thoughtful care. In smaller steps, let meaning flow. With patience deep, watch insight grow. Connect to life, seek it there. In daily tasks, in moments rare. A truth that touches all we do. In simple acts, it shines anew. Deepen meaning. Take it far, beyond mere words, to who you are. Ask what this lesson means for you, a sacred light, profound and true. Engage emotionally, feel it well, in every cell, let wisdom dwell. In love, in peace, let feelings arise, to merge with truth before your eyes. Focus on you, apply it here. In every step, hold virtue dear. Transform each choice, each word, each deed, a living truth in thought and creed. Generate vision, see yourself strong in strength and peace where you belong. Imagine the self that is calm and wise, reflecting light that never dies. Hold it close throughout your day. In all you do, let wisdom stay. A quiet strength, a guiding friend, with you always, without end. Internalize through remembrance pure, in silent moments, truth secure. Let Baba's love shape all you do, as soul emerges, bright and true. Journal it down, your insights write. Record each thought, each inner light. For in these words, your journey shows. A path of peace where wisdom grows. Through each small part, you will find the way. Knowledge's truth within your heart to say, stay. A shining path, a gentle guide, where contemplation walks beside. The most important thing is not about speaking or hearing. The most important thing is not about becoming a speaker or orator or audience. Unless and until you churn the knowledge, unless and until you contemplate on each and every points of knowledge, it cannot become power. Knowledge without churning is just information. Information, I am this, I am that. Information of God, information of three worlds, information of world drama. Information about the philosophy of karma. The entire Murli is just information. The information will become knowledge only when you churn. The knowledge will become power only when you churn. The knowledge will become your experience only when you churn. The knowledge will become your own only when you churn. So churning, contemplating, thinking about it, reflecting on it, understanding the depth, internalizing the knowledge is the game changer. So today's Murli focuses on just this one point. Without churning, there is effort, there is difficulty, or sometimes you become imbecile, weak. But when you churn, you get rid of the efforts. When you churn, you get rid of your difficulties and you become stronger. So the question is how to churn knowledge. Here are some points written. The first is anchor the point. Take one point. Think of it. Hold on to it. Choose a point. Because simply reading and simply listening to classes or Murlis doesn't help. It can give you temporary joy, but in the long run, it cannot become power. Knowledge should turn into power. Knowledge should turn into a deep experience. And Baba said in the Murli, a person who is experienced, he will not get deceived. A person who is experienced will remain Maya proof. A person who is experienced will remain obstacle proof. A person who is experienced is powerful. A person who has got experience, his one word is equal to 1,000 ordinary words of a ordinary person. When you are experienced, you remain constant and stable. You don't get influenced by rumors. You remain strong. Nobody can deceive you. Because you have experienced it yourself. An experience is the treasure, Baba said. Such a person is filled with the treasure of experience. Experience is like an ocean. Get yourself immersed in this ocean of introversion. other than this ocean, everything else, they are just lakes, ponds. But this is ocean. So the first thing is anchor a point. The second step is break it down. So when you take any point of Murli, try to break it down. Because sometimes the statements are very big. So make a partition. Sometimes the entire Murli is so big. Unless and until you make partitions, you cannot churn it. So the best method is break it. Cut the cake. That's what we call it. The third thing is connect to your life experiences. If I read certain point, how it is connected to my life? If there is a Murli point that says, wake up, how do I connect it to my internal life, to my life experiences? Am I sleeping? Or am I awakened? An awakened person is alert. He cannot miss things. His eyes are sharp. His intellect is like a razor, its edge. And you see the whole, not just one thing, what is seen. The entire vista, the entire landscape, not just the portrait view, landscape view. So anchor a point, break it down, then connect to your life situations. The next is deepen the meaning. What is the deep meaning of this point? How it correlates to my spiritual life? What are the deeper meanings and what are the deeper connotations of this point? What is the deeper aspect, not just the superficial one? The next is you need to engage yourself emotionally. Unless and until you are engaged in a particular thing emotionally, you cannot become focused, concentrated, or you cannot devote yourself totally to it. You have to develop emotional attachment, emotional involvement into points of Murli, just as you get emotionally involved with people, persons, situations and other things. They hurt you, they please you. Your emotions are always unstable. They follow the dictates of situations and persons. If you are praised, you feel happy. If you are maligned, you enter into a state of despondency. So, engage emotionally. This emotional engagement, emotional involvement is a very important aspect of journeying. See it from different points of view. And the next is focus on self-application, where I can apply it. If Murli has a particular point, today's Murli says you are hero actor. Make a journal of it. Hero actor journal. How can I be hero actor? Hero actor means who is a leader. What leadership qualities I exhibit? Leader is not somebody who is demanding, who is commanding. He commands respect. He doesn't order respect. So this leadership, hero actor means who is a leader of men. The leader of men will be servant of men. So focus on self-application, then generate visualization. Every point of knowledge, convert it into picture, a story, or entertainment, or experience, a deep experience. Without visualization, study of Murli is incomplete. So create variety visualization, Picasso method. Engage your senses. Keep repeating it. Keep telling it. You know why? What is the function of the mind? How it imbibes things? You watch the television cricket match. In between the cricket match, there comes an ad. Lux, Lux, and Lux. You are not interested in Lux, you are interested in match. So you are seeing the match, but suddenly the ad comes. Multiple times it comes. You are waiting it to go away because you are interested in cricket match. You are not even interested what those ad actors are saying and what that music or song or what is it all about. You are not at all interested. But when you go to the shop to purchase a soap, and the shopkeeper asks you, you say, "I want soap." And he says, "Which?" And you say, "Lux." You are least interested in Lux. But it had entered the subconscious domain. Why? Because of repeated drilling. So keep drilling. You know drill machine? Electrical. So keep repeating the same point multiple times. Keep telling the same point to your mind, to others whom you meet. So this is how it goes inside. Create visualizations. So when visuals are formed and put colors, make them moving, add sound, sound effect, background effect, colors, visualizations, 3D, moving. So all this is what? It is all conditioning. A man and woman gets married. What is the need of making all that? It is a conditioning. Good clothes, music, drums, horse, and all those. That is to create that conditioning. So also, here you have to create conditioning. Then hold on to that point throughout the day. So now you have taken one point, you have thought of it, you have churned it, you have created a visualization. For example, from today's Murli, I am a hero actor. Or Baba said, create a portrait, self-portrait, your complete form, and see that. A complete form which is full of all virtues and all powers. Hold it in front of your eyes. Multiple times throughout the day. It will go away, it will vanish, because situations are diverse. Throughout the day we encounter hundreds of things. Unpredicted, unprecedented things happen. So, we have to remain ready for all the challenges. The next is internalization through remembrance. So in the stages of meditation, when you sit in yoga, that time, try to recall that point. Oh, this is the point from today's Murli. So what are the things Baba said about churning today? through churning, what will happen? First, through churning, 10 things will happen. So what are those things? First, when you churn something, it becomes your experience. Second, when you churn something, you become powerful. Third, when you churn something, you become the embodiment of that point. Smriti Swarup, Samarthi Swarup. Next, when you churn something, as said already, you cannot get deceived by others. Anubhavi. Experience soul doesn't get deceived. Experience soul becomes maya proof. Experience soul becomes barrier proof. Experience soul, one word is equivalent to 1,000 words. Experience soul is full of the treasure of experience. The ocean of experience is obstacle, absolutely barrier free, barrier proof. And when you contemplate, you get engrossed, magan. And where there is no effort, where you don't become weak, you enter the ocean of introversion. And that frees you from all the extrovert tendencies, propensities. And churning is an act of joy. Churning brings happiness to the mind. Churning makes you free. It frees you from all the time wasters and energy drainers. It makes the mind powerful. You remain alert and you get awakened. There was a religious guru and thousands of people would throng unto him. And to each person who is narrating his problems of daily life, he would just tell one thing. You need to get awakened. You need to wake up. His closest disciple who was watching his master throughout the day, hundreds of people come with their worldly problems. And this man just keeps on telling each person, you need to wake up. Why don't you give them different answers? You have the same answer? Is it not so boring? A person is coming and saying, I am failing an interview. You tell, you need to wake up. Another mother is coming and saying her daughter-in-law is troubling her. You say, you need to wake up. A young man is coming who is unemployed. You tell him, you need to wake up. A spiritual seeker is coming and says, I want to realize God. And you say, you need to wake up. To every person, you have the same answer. Don't you have more knowledge? The repeated answering. You need to give different answers. I am fed up of listening to the same answer. You wake up, you wake up, you wake up. What is this? The master says, tell me one thing. If 10,000 people come to you, how many? 10,000. And they all are having one problem. Nightmares, bad dreams. Somebody says, I see ghosts. Another person says, I see poisonous snakes in my dream. A third person says, I see, enemy is attacking me. So there are 1,000 people who come to you. And they say that they get bad dreams, nightmares. What is your answer? The disciple says, I'll tell them to wake up. Why? They are having different problems. Somebody is getting scared, somebody is depressed. So also, humanity is suffering from the same problem of sleep, slumber of ignorance. They need to wake up. They need to wake up. This waking up, this awakening of the consciousness, this blooming of the consciousness is the purpose of churning. The churning should wake up the soul. So this is today's Murli. Churn it. Think about it. Dive deep into it. internalize it, make a friendship with it, get emotionally involved, and let it become the part and parcel, the very part of your being. Om Shanti.